As I went walking that ribbon of highway.
As a teenager in 1936, Seeger joined the Young Communist League. An early recording features Seeger on C for Conscription, a track that appeared on Songs for John Doe, the 1941 debut album of the Almanac Singers, an influential early folk music group. Seeger said he eventually drifted away from the party in the late 1940s because of the brutality of Stalin. He gained fame as a member of the Weavers. The quartet formed in 1948. Leadbelly's Good Night Irene is one of their most beloved hits. The Weavers brought the song Weemaway from South Africa, which would, in 1961, become a number one hit for the Tokens in the form of The Lion Sleeps Tonight.
It was a hit song way back in 39 for a South African record company called Gallo, G-A-L-L-O, which was the main record company in South Africa, run by white folks, but sold records to black folks. And an African named Solomon Linda recorded this with four other young men called the Evening Birds. It was the biggest hit record they'd ever had. Near the end of the record, he improvised a little phrase, and on the Weavers' record, I had better voice then, I copied this little improvisation of his.
In the 1950s, Seeger's left-leaning politics got him blacklisted from television and radio. Seeger was one of the folk singers who popularized the spiritual We Shall Overcome. It's been said he introduced it to Dr. Martin Luther King, and it became the marching song for the American Civil Rights Movement during the 1960s.
We shall overcome.
The royalties for this song, you'll be glad to know, go to a non-profit committee called the We Shall Overcome Fund, and every year they give away some thousands of dollars for the purpose of African-American music in the South.
Seeger's time on the blacklist ended with his September 1967 performance on CBS TV's Smothers Brothers show.
Dick and Tom said, let us have Seeger on. Columbia said, well, let us think about it. In October, they relented. Okay, you can have Seeger on. I sang Waist Deep in the Big Muddy.
Right.
One of my better songs.
It certainly is.
It didn't mention President Johnson by name, but he implied that he was a damn fool for not getting out of Vietnam.
We were waist deep in the big muddy, the big fool says to push on.
The CBS higher-ups listened to it, and they let me be on the program, but they censored that one song. They took that song out.
Yes, because I remember you were standing there either with a guitar or a banjo.
No, I was standing there with the banjo. And next thing you know, I had a guitar in my... I sang with the guitar. Next thing I had a banjo in my hand.
Right.
I think the person who did the cut purposely made it obvious.
They wanted the people to know that you had been censored.
It was cut. Well, Tommy and Dick made use of the print media, which is a competitor to the airwaves, and they got their point across. So CBS is censoring our best jokes and censoring Pete's best song, and I guess they got a lot of publicity out of it. Finally, in January, CBS says, okay, he can sing the song.
By that time, young Americans who knew the music through chartmakers like the Byrds and Bob Dylan knew the man, a face that quickly came to be regarded as one representing the people, the anti-war movement, then the ecology and the Hudson River. Clearwater's Linda Richards.
Pete thought that if he built a boat, he could save a river. Well, he created more than that. He created a vibrant, influential community that spreads environmental ethic, meaningful music, the joy of learning, and the value of working together. His gift to the Hudson Valley is this sloop, Clearwater, and all the treasures that come with it. What an honor it is to continue Pete's dream, and what an honor it's been to know him.
Greenberg Town Supervisor Paul Finer is writing to Governor Andrew Cuomo and members of the New York State Legislature, urging them to consider naming the new Tappan Zee Bridge in honor and memory of Pete Seeger.
I can't think of anything that would be more appropriate than naming the Tappan Zee Bridge for a world-class leader. A world-class bridge deserves not to be named for a world-class environmentalist who will continue to inspire people to keep the river clean.
Seeger performed Woody Guthrie's This Land Is Your Land with Bruce Springsteen at the 2009 Barack Obama inaugural. Folk legend, American icon, dead at 94. Sloop Clearwater will sail on as a symbol of and testament to Pete Seeger's great legacy, a man who made the Hudson River and all of its communities a better place. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.